Hello and welcome back to Oscar Mike Radio. My name is Travis, Marine Corps veteran and your host. Oscar Mike Radio is co-produced with Sinister One Productions. What's your podcast doing? And as you'll find out, I have a sponsor, TNT Pin Company, Lead Spot Outright, and my supporters, Kason Shaving Company, Exceptional Parent Magazine, and Fight Camp, Be Your Strongest Combination. I talked to one Marine sister last week for 496. And then in many ways, I'm talking to my current and first Marine Corps sister right now. What a story that was and still is all these years later. And she is, look, I've talked to people all across the nation and world about different businesses they do as veterans, but this is a unique one. Even for me, I want to introduce Tamara Rosick, Tamara Rosick Harrington, excuse me. Is it Tammy Harrington? The Rosick's still Marine Corps, and we got to get that in there somehow, because at one time you were Rosick.
It's actually my middle name now. But
your middle name's
Tammy
Renee,
Harrington.
Right? Okay, good. We're going to introduce Tammy Harrington, my first Marine Corps sister, Oscar Mike Radio, and supported me throughout all these years. Tammy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, P-Dog.
That's right. And I got that name in Hawk School from one of our classmates, right?
Yes.
So
yes, yes.
It all starts in Hawk School with us, ladies and gentlemen. That's how long we've known each other. And she still puts up with me and tolerates me for some reason. And I her. It's definitely a symbiotic relationship sometimes. When I tell people I checked into Hawk School and I show up and I get in the van and there's a Lieutenant Cub was her name at the time. And there was PFC, you know, Rosick. And you all are telling me as we're driving back to Fort Bliss from the airport, hey, you know, Hawk's going away. And I thought for sure you two had gotten together and Lieutenant had you play a joke with me. But come to find out that you weren't kidding me. The Marine Corps put us in a job that was going away. What did you think about that when you heard it for the first time?
I thought it was a joke too. I was like, okay, great. I mean, this is like my first experience in the Marine Corps. I was like, wow, okay, I see how organized we're gonna be here. I was still excited though. I was like, well, hopefully I have enough, you know, time to be able to blow up some planes with these things. You know, get some experience with them. So I just kind of went with it. I was away from home, so I was happy. I was happy to be where I was, wherever I was.
We had a unique experience. First of all, the class of fours had gotten into a big, huge brawl with the Army guys, and they punished us. People don't believe me. Like, we got punished.
Oh, yeah, they did.
We got
for them.
Punished for,
yes.
Yes, we did. I mean, it was field day every Saturday, sometimes Saturday and Sunday. We had to march everywhere we went.
Certain chow hall we couldn't go to because
Right.
supposedly that's where the fight took place. So we were limited in where we could eat.
And that was the thing, right? If we decided just, hey, we're going to go to the PX, and some Army, you know, officer would drop a dime back to the, you know, barracks
Right.
and tell the OIC, well, hey, your Marines aren't marching together. And sure enough, there we were getting strong. It was not a fun time.
Right. No,
And
boot camp part two.
I tell people it was worse than boot camp in some regards. It was worse than boot camp.
Yeah.
And we were classmates.
The PT definitely was.
Well,
oh
PT,
boy, the
no
PT
joke.
was far worse.
No joke. I mean, it was like, we're going to kill
log
them.
Runs. Yeah, they did try to. I almost died.
Even the guys with long legs, because, you know, you and I aren't exactly tall, Tam. I mean, even the long-legged guys were like, what is this? And
yes, brutal.
We were classmates and we got along, but, you know, I'm going to fast forward. We didn't bond, you and I, until we left Fort Bliss. Whatever reason, you and I were on the same plane, which was kind of a strange thing, but there we are. And I'm sitting by the window seat, and all of a sudden, you know, you sit down beside me. I'm like, what is this? I mean, it wasn't personal. It's just like, okay, of all the places you could sit, does she really want to
Right.
be around me that much more? And you're like, hey, I don't like flying. I'm like, what do you mean you don't like flying? You flew to get out here. And
Yep.
we take off, the plane throttles up, and all of a sudden, ladies and gentlemen, I still have on my right arm, if you look closely, the marks from
Yes.
her left hand digging into my arm. I mean, like clamped down.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
just hold. It was our moment. And ever since then, we were in the same battery together. We had to do the same kind of, games our sergeants would play with us out in the field
Yep.
together. We did it all together.
We did.
It's crazy, 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 crazy.
Separate together.
Now, before we go on to more good stuff, I do want to ask you. You and I were in a very unique MOS. Like, there's nothing really like it in the Marine Corps since then. What's it like when you're with other Marines and they'll tell you, well, I was Motor T, I was S2, I was a machine gunner, and I did this and I did that, and you get to tell them, well, I fired a missile at stuff. What's that feeling like for you?
It's good. I don't have any negative feelings towards it, even though it was short-lived. I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it. It was so unique, like you said. People say, "What was your MOS?" 7222. But yeah, nobody knew 7222, Hawk missile operator. So once you said that, then all of a sudden it was, "Wait, what's that? What was that like? What did you do? Where did you go?" So then you talk about the field operations a little bit, and yeah, I'm proud of it, and it was very unique, and it had recently, even though it was short-lived, it recently opened up to females not long before I got there, because it wasn't always open to females because it was considered a combat-related MOS. So.
That's right. The class of fours was the first, like, no, the two classes before us had the first set of females, and the class after us was the last class. You all, as far as WMs and women Marines, were really a rare sorority in the Marine Corps because no one did it. Last question before we move on, because it's just so exciting having you here. What was it
Thanks.
like watching the missile fire for the first time?
Ooh, definitely got some chills going there.
Right?
Blue, actually, every time I saw it, not even
Yeah.
just the time. The first time was just like jaw-dropping. Oh my goodness. Like, not only was it unbelievable, it was like we did this. You know, like every person in that specialty, that occupation specialty, like had their own, own job. I worked on the launchers, people worked on the radars. So no matter where you were and what part you played, it was an important piece, So to watch it take off the launcher that I worked on w was amazing, And yeah, it was surreal. It definitely did not look, it looked fake. It looked fake. I was like, I can't believe what I'm watching. And every time after that, same thing,
It never got
just
old.
it never got old.
Like, if they hadn't gotten rid of it, I think I would have tried to stand for 20 years just doing that because it was so cool. Just for that.
It was cool. That's exactly what it was. It was really cool.
So you do your time in the Marine Corps, and like everybody, we have to get out and move on. What was your transition experience like when you got out, Tam?
It was challenging, that's for sure. No matter how much they, try to prepare you or classes that they give you to transition back into civilian life, it took some time. It really did. I had to find myself, like wasn't sure exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to do something similar, but then like what's similar to missiles, like so it was really difficult. I'm not gonna lie. It took me a while, and then I decided I'm just gonna start taking like a bunch of law enforcement tests and things like that. I went to college for law enforcement, for criminal justice, so that's kind of the route I decided I'm gonna take, because I think it's most like the military. It really is. So that paramilitary, profession. So I think that was where I knew I was gonna be most comfortable. I work better with males than females. I don't know why, but I just do. So I knew that was going to be
There
a
can't be
benefit work.
two queens, Tam.
There can't. There just can't. No, that would have been challenging. So yeah, so that's the route I decided to go was law enforcement. And I don't regret it for a minute. So it
You
worked
do law
out.
enforcement, and I gotta tell you, folks, I thought, if what happens if I go through, New Jersey, and you report authority, right?
Yeah, Port Authority. So I worked both sides of the bridge of the tunnels, whatever, Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. Mostly was Midtown Manhattan because I was at the Lincoln Tunnel for most of my career. So I was a lot of most of the times I was on the New York side. So yeah, I patrolled Midtown Manhattan from like 30th to like 41st. It was interesting. It was definitely interesting, but I will say my time in the Marine absolutely prepared me for it and helped me.
Yeah.
And the people that I worked with, I was like, everybody should have joined the military because people were crying about the dumbest things. And to me, it was like, a piece of cake just because of what I experienced in the Marine Corps and what, the knowledge I had and just the preparation. And I know it also helped me get this job. Because they harped in like in my interview, oh, so you're a Marine. Wow, what did you do? That's so impressive. So that's all a lot of times they need to see, on a resume, US Marine. And then it's like, okay, it's either scary for some, like, whoa, but most of the times it's like, well, she's prepared. She'll be early. She'll be 15 minutes prior. She won't be late. And we'll just give 110%. So that's what I did. And I'm done.
Did you ever have any kind of dreams of pulling over one of your former Marines, or one of your former like sergeants or lieutenants? Did you ever think like, what would it be like to pull over like, I don't know, Lieutenant Crace or Staff Sergeant Alexander?
Or Travis Partington. That would have been the best. You would have
Oh
got the
my!
most tickets. No,
I
I
never heard the end of it.
definitely a Lieutenant Crace. Oh boy, I would have found violations on him, that's for sure.
And then the thing is, you do this, and it's like over in an instant. You're done with this, and then you transition again. And this is something that just before we get into the main event here, even for you have a very unique experience. How many women in their lives go through three major transitions, career-wise, personality-wise, personal-wise, throughout their lifetime, and you've done it three times now. That has to give you a different perspective on life and how to approach things and other people, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not like tooting my own horn, but I definitely feel like I stand out in a crowd. I definitely feel prepared for any given situation. It's helped me with parenthood. I have three kids. I mean, they're annoyed by it. They're always like, oh, here comes, cop mom being detective, so they definitely could never get away with anything. But yeah. Transition wise, it's helped me because it like I'm very flexible, Semper Gumby, as they say. So no matter what happens in my life, I'm always ready and to take it on challenges. I'm always ready to take on challenges. I welcome them. Life is boring without challenges, So, yeah, bring on the next chapter. I mean, change is hard. It is. You get used to it, and the Marine Corps you get used to. It's like be here at this time and do this. So to me it was easy. It wasn't really that hard to follow. Same with the cop world, Officer Harrington, be here at this time, get there. This is your shift is going to be from this time to this time. And once again, I had to be flexible. We were short a lot of times. There was things that went on, especially in New York City. I was working doubles. I was working 16-hour shifts for years in a row, so it wore on me. It definitely wore on me the older
or I got it wore on me, but I pushed through, and nothing was too difficult for me. And now that I'm out of that, transitioning into the real civilian world, it's been a challenge, but I've taken everything I've learned from the military, from the police world, and it's helped me. It's helped me with people, dealing with people, and just life in general. So yeah, it's great. Every step gets better and better.
Well, like, just this interview, we were supposed to do this very, very differently, like in person. And, now we're like pivoting, like, hey, I got time right now, Travis. We're going to do it right now. And we're making it work. And I think that's the cool thing about being in the Marine Corps. But I know you as Marine, I know you as Officer Harrington. And I'm like, yes, folks. I was like, you know what? If I ever get pulled over by her, she will not ever let me
It's
forget.
on. It's on.
She will be smiling the entire time. But I didn't know another facet of you, which involves Disney World. Like you come on, I mean, like folks,
Yes,
there's been a couple times in
obsessed.
my life where I've been like, oh man, I think I really made her mad this time. I think I really stepped in it. But you like Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and all that. Like you're really into it, which led you to the
Well,
pin.
here's the funny part. Yeah, the funny part about that is there was a lot of Marines and there was a lot of cops, and not just females. A lot of males love Disney. These big
What is
bad,
up with that?
Marines, big bad cops, and I don't know. It's just the I think we just fit in there. It's like a different world. You walk in there into this fantasy land and judgment free zone. It's really cool. It's really cool. I love it.
Well, I mean, that's an understatement in my view because I mean, I could go, I don't think I have to go back to Disney World. I could probably go one more time in my life. But you're like there a lot. And then
Live there.
she started telling me about pins. And I'm like, okay, I don't know a lot in life. I'm learning this. But you're like, she's like, P-Dog, I'm really into this whole culture of pins. Now tell me about that because I didn't know.
I was never really into Disney. Always had pins. Disney's had pins since I'm pretty sure I'm correct in saying 1999 is when they started Disney pin trading. And I feel like I remember that because that's when my first born was born in 99, Doug. So that's when pin trading in Disney World first started. So it's been around 26 years, 27 years. Yeah. So I just started getting into it though when I moved down to Orlando a year ago, going into the parks, making friends there and just seeing what it's all about. Before I used to be like, oh, that's such a nerdy hobby, but it's not. And it's literally like there's a baby in a stroller that the parents have a pin book for them already, collecting, a starter collection for little like babies and kids to, I'm telling you, elderly with walkers have pin collections. They're coming up in wheelchairs, whatever. Like it's from 0 to 99, the age group of who follows and collects pins. So it's really amazing, this culture, this pin, collectors culture. It's awesome. Good people, fun.
What made you then decide to say, you know what, I really want to do this? Is it just what is that?
Because I loved the hobby. I loved collecting the pins, the variety, the different type of pins. And honestly, they have a huge collection and very a lot of vintage too in military, Disney military pins.
Get
So
out.
I have about four boards at home filled with military pins. 4th of July, in like just all kinds of military pins, characters with Kevlar helmets. You got Stitch in a Kevlar. You have Goofy, in a
in a plane with a bomber jacket, World War III, like just all kinds of really cool vintage military pins. I love Hawaii, so I started collecting like Lilo, Stitch, Moana pins because it just brought me back to Hawaii, like my favorite place to visit. My favorite collection is Zootopia, but that's just because of the police world, because I love animals and I'm a cop. So what's better than that? An animal cop. So Judy Hopps, a female cop, and they told her, "You're a bunny, you can't make it," So I felt that. I felt her being like a female, like, do I fit in this profession? So I really relate. I know it sounds funny and silly, Zootopia, you relate to Zootopia, but I do. And I just think it's awesome and I love the story behind it. So that really pushed me to start fantasy pins. They're not authorized like Disney pins. They're fan art. Like there's no affiliation with Disney. It's just fan art. So I decided, I know there were some fantasy pin makers out there, and I was like, let me come up with really fun, funny ideas to put on a pin. I'm not an artist, I don't draw. So then that's where you came in and, gave me this amazing person, another female Marine. So that was like a bonus on top of that. I asked her if she would join me, in this journey of making pins. I would come up with the idea, I would send them to her. She would work her magic, come up with this awesome, piece of art, send it back to me, I would approve it. And then I would send it off to a pin manufacturing company to put on a pin. And that's where TNT Pin Co. was born. So
It was just cool. It was just cool because, yeah, you have two women Marines, never met, but supporting each other. You support her business, she supports yours. She does excellent work. I mean, I've used her for Oscar Mike Radio stuff. I really like that idea. And then I'm like, because a lot of times, Tam, it's I've got a new t-shirt business, I've got a new coffee business or a new coaching business. I'm like, man, I've talked to a bunch of you. I mean, I love you to death. I hope you all the best, but I like different stuff. And this seemed really different, but
right.
it
Yeah,
seems
it's
like
unique.
looking at it from the outside, I'm like, this is a way for people to connect. Like you can't really do it over
Yes.
a cell phone. You've got to be in person and you're looking at their pins, they're looking at yours, and you make an exchange,
Right.
right?
Yes, we trade in person. There's events. So I live in the Orlando area, so there's events all around the Orlando area. Every weekend, I'm either working an event, like as a vendor. I have a table there where I sell my fantasy pins, but I also have my authentic Disney pins in my pin book in my collection that I trade. So we trade authentic Disney pins. They buy my fantasy pins, and we just talk pins. And when I tell you it is completely worldwide, it is worldwide. There is a huge pin following in the UK. They come to Orlando, yes, for a month at a time, whatever, and they come to the events. And we trade with them. They buy my fantasy pins. They're big fans of my pins. I was so pleased. Disneyland Paris, Tokyo, like it's worldwide. It's pin trading is worldwide. They sell them at all the Disney parks worldwide. And each park, each area has kind of their own type of thing. Paris has really pretty pins, I think. I love their pins. And it's completely nationwide. Like these events, I'm back in Jersey now visiting where I'm from, and I just saw there's an event next Friday at the mall here, the mall I grew up going to. I was like, man, I missed it. I missed it by a week. Because I totally, you know me, I totally would have brought my pins and I would have been in that Paramus Park Mall trading like the dork that my brothers think I am. But I would have been there. Like, so every state now is pin trading. I'm telling you, look it up in your area, you're gonna find an event, a pin trading event. It's all over. It is a craze now, but it is so fun. It's great. It's great to meet people this way. It's such a good connection.
I've met my people just moving, you know, I'm there a year and I have like friends. I have a group that I fit in with and it just works. It clicks and it's great and I love it.
Well, let's just, this is an amazing story, and I'll tell you why. So many times, as you know, a lot of us veterans want to, self-isolate. We get out of the military, or I've talked to a
Yes.
lot of guys who and girls who, do their second job and retire, and they kind of start subconsciously self-isolating, and
Oh, yeah.
they get alone, right? Whereas here, you're not hurting anybody. You're having to be creative.
Right.
And you're having to, whether you want to or not, and it sounds like you want to, interact with people, which is really
Oh, yeah.
a powerful part of mental health is being around people who are happy to see you. And you create a community right down there. You're part of a bigger, a worldwide community. I had no idea this was worldwide.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, it is worldwide. I'm telling you, look it up. It is absolutely worldwide. But you're definitely right about that. When I first moved, it was like the honeymoon phase. I'm here in Florida. This is great. And then I went through a really dark phase. I missed not necessarily my job as a police officer, but I missed my coworkers. I felt really alone. And I didn't know where I belonged. And I knew I was by Disney and I love Disney, but I was like, I can't just go there by myself. And what am I going to do? And, you know, I was dragging my kids out, Tom out. And it just, yeah, I went through a really dark, you know, phase of feeling isolated, not really wanting to be around people. And this has, it forced you to be, you know, personable with people. And a lot of times, listen, you know, during COVID, I mean, that was a horrible time for many, but I didn't mind not talking to people. All of a sudden, it was like, oh, wait, I have to talk to somebody. I have to go, like, to go out and, you know, so that, you know, didn't help. But yeah, so this has pushed me to really get out and meet people and enjoy life. Enjoy retirement. I never really want to be fully retired, and that's why I started this, you know, TNT PINCO, you know, and that's it. We just started out, and you know, I hope it takes off. And I'm
Well,
just thinking about it now. TNT PINCO, you know, I say happy trading, have a blast. And guess what? It really relates to the missiles because boom, blast off, you know, and here I am. And that's kind of what I'm, you know, I always wanted to follow like a veteran or military way, you know, no matter what I did in life, I always wanted to have that, you know, as my shadow, you know, I'm a veteran. And so that's where TNT, the TNT part came in, you know, it kind of stands for Tom and Tammy, you know, my husband, Tom. So he's a Marine. So I was like, well, TNT, that's where that will come from. But the TNT explosive, that's where the military part comes in. So I just thought it was really cool.
and we Marines
And I give
love.
a military discount. I give a military discount, like by far. So no matter what, online, military always gets a discount. They email me, Tammy at TNTPINCO.com, and I send them a code and they get a military discount. I have a case in a storefront, which is Fantastic PINCO. And that's in the Orlando area. And I rent a case out of there where my fantasy pins are. And I resell some of the authentic Disney pins. In that case, anyone showing military ID will get a discount also. So I will always support our military, even though I'm out. But you know, once a Marine, always a Marine. So we're not out.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Marines love things that go boom, and nothing is more boom than
Yes.
TNT. So I you
Right.
showed this to me, and you're like, hey, check this out. I'm like, I don't know anything about this. And I'm like, but I'm on your website, and I got a pin. And I got this one. And I wanted to talk to you about it because, first of all, I'm looking at this, and I'm gonna put it in the I'll put it in the video. But I recognize the evil queen from Snow White, and recognize Maleficent because, and I'm thinking to myself, these are the original, like, baddies, Women today say, well, I'm a baddie. I'm like,
Right.
no, these women were the original baddies. Who's the middle one?
That's Mother Gothel,
Okay.
Rapunzel.
Oh, okay. I haven't watched the Rapunzel movie, so that's why I
I
don't
don't know
know.
if you've seen Rapunzel.
I haven't,
Oh,
so.
Rapunzel, yeah, with the really long hair. She's up in the castle and the hair goes down and the mom, kind of, keeps her hostage. And yeah, so she's a newer baddie, I guess.
But I'm like,
Newer than the other two.
first of all, the colors really popped out to me. Like, I like the kind of like the yellowish amber background you have here, because all three of the characters, even from here, right, really pop. Like, I mean, I didn't know, I don't, I don't still know who the middle one is, just to be honest with you, but I know who the other two are at any distance.
Right.
It's freaking amazing. So, and then the artwork, but also, like, me being a Marine, I'm thinking, this frame, is this called a frame right here?
Yeah, like an antique frame. So I did that on purpose. Like, I want to add character also to these pins, not just boring. I mean, some of them, yeah, just round or rectangle, or there's a lot of cool shapes I have in them. But this, I felt like villains. Like, I don't know, they need to really stand out. And I thought like an old time, old fashioned antique frame would be great, because there's also kind of like a eeriness to, to
Yeah,
the
yeah.
frame. So I was like, oh.
I'm looking at the frame. I'm thinking mirror on the wall. I'm thinking this took me
Yes,
back,
yes.
put me back to that. But then there's more, Tam. I'm thinking it's cool. It looks cool. It is cool. But I'm thinking if I did it like this, if like I was invaded at home and did it like this, I could use this pin for a weapon. I mean, if I had to punch somebody with this pin, it would do major damage. Yeah.
Yes. Listen, that's my heaviest pin. That's
It's
like super thick.
solid.
Yeah, so it's made of hard enamel. Actually, I learned a new word, cloisonné.
Cloisonné.
Cloisonné is another word for hard. Cloisonné. It's another word for hard enamel. So that's what these pins are made of. Super duper heavy duty. They last, forever. But that one is super heavy and like super thick. So Disney makes what they call pin on pins. So it looks like two pins in one. So it's really thick. It's not Disney, it's fantasy pin, but like I made sure to make it, like really good quality. So I definitely stand by my products, not just the characters and the pictures, but yes.
And so I'm like, okay, I could see, and to me, I felt like a bond with you, even though we're still far away geographically. I'm like, wow, I'm somebody I served with all those years ago, and we went through Hawk School, Charlie Battery, life together, things, ups, downs, and we've still maintained this bond of, and I'll tell you, folks, I just call her my sister because she is, and I'll tell you this, I'm gonna get a little sentimental, emotional for a second. I mean, there have been, good times where you've been able to share in my success, and I've been very proud of what you've been able to accomplish. You're a fantastic mother, an amazing wife. One day a year. But you've just done so much, right? And then really where folks, and I won't get into it now, chapter and verse, but there have been some very dark, bad times in my life. And when a lot of people weren't there for me, you were, and I've never forgotten that. And so to see you doing this, I'm buying this, and I'm like, when I look at it in the morning, when I get up and go to work, or get ready to record, I'm like, here's somebody else who's living the veteran experience and how cool it is. Because you hear this all the time, well, you make lifelong friends in the Marine Corps. And you and I both know that, sometimes that's true, but a lot of times there's people that we serve with that we see them once, we never see them again. So, there's a
Right.
lot of change here going on for Oscar Mike Radio. And I'm like, I wanted to, one, support you, but two, really show you, just how much this meant to me. I'm pleased to have you be like an official sponsor of the show. And I kind of wanted to, ask you, what did you think about that?
Oh, I was honored. I was honored because, first of all, everything you stand for. your life revolves around veterans. Like, yeah, I'm a proud veteran and I meet other veterans and it's great. And my business, I try to make it, a little military life or, support veterans in it. But what you do is just next level. And I've always looked up to you, ever since you left the Marine Corps. That was like your soul, like your goal in life was, I'm going to help other veterans. Maybe I went through things, whether it's physical injuries or whatever, and you didn't get the best help that you should have or you deserved. And there's so many vets out there in the same, predicament that just aren't getting the help they need. And that's what you stand for. Like Oscar Mike Radio, you represent veterans everywhere. And without you, like you connect everybody, So I'm honored like to be a part of that. I'm honored to be on today, to talk about my business. But what you do is just next level. So anything like I can do and Team T Pinco can do to help veterans through you, like using you as an outlet and supporting you and what you do. I am absolutely honored to do that. So yeah, we could work together and really help veterans through so many things. But yeah, I'm honored to be here and I'm honored that you had asked me, to with the sponsorship. I'm speechless. It's
Well,
great. And I'm proud of you. I am so proud of you. I know we don't, Marines don't get mushy, but I'm more proud of you than you will ever know. Because we just, like I said, we're not really like touchy feely. Oh, so,
Something you're mad at me. I do
yes. Oh,
like I
yeah.
do like getting you fired up. It never
Oh,
gets
yes, you
old.
do. Yes, you do.
This is, we heard about this in boot camp. Well, you'll make lifelong friends and the bond is forever. And then I thought about it as we're getting ready to record. I'm like, oh my God, I'm closer to you than most of my sisters. I'm closer to you than a lot of other people. I mean, your brothers, your mom, your husband, I mean, and here's the thing, folks. She'll yell at us both. I mean, it's equal opportunity with her. We both get in trouble. It's just the way it goes. But
Yes.
this is more than just putting your name with mine. I think it's what you said. It's about us both elevating veterans together. And yeah, when people ask me, I'll be able to tell the story in a new and exciting way. And then I just can't get over the fact that, a pin, not some fancy high-end veteran program with a big, huge budget. A pin can drew you to a new community. And if it did it for you, it can do it for somebody
Oh, yeah.
else.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, hey, I didn't know you became an LSU fan.
I did not.
Well, isn't that what's on the front of your shirt right there, LSU?
No, this is Ohio State. Ohio State championships since we were natty champions.
You see how I
My
did that,
daughter goes
folks?
there.
You see how I
Yes,
did
funny.
that?
Yes, my daughter is a proud Buckeye, and I'm a proud Buckeye parent.
Nice. Last thing before I let you go, are you getting a lot of traffic because of the World Cup in Orlando?
some, but I'm visiting Jersey now, and we're literally 10 minutes from the Meadowlands where the World Cup is taking place here. So there is a ton of World Cup stuff going on here. It's really cool, and a
Nice.
ton of Knicks stuff. Because I am a lifelong Knicks fan, and the funny thing is, somebody told me yesterday it took your entire life for them to win, because they last time they won, I think I was 1 month old.
And
So
now she's being for real,
I am,
folks. In
yes, I
the
am
Marine
being for
Corps,
real.
you had in the Marine Corps, she had Knicks gear.
Yes, I love the Knicks. So, and then I kind of like was one of those, oh, they're never gonna win. Not that I gave up on my team, because that's not cool either. But I did kind of jump on a bandwagon a little with this one, but I cried. I cried when they won because I was so happy. I'm also a diehard Yankees fan. But
Yeah, she is, folks.
I gotta start putting like Yankees. I actually do have a pin of Mickey in a Yankees uniform. So yeah.
She was
But anyway,
diehard.
that's
Yeah.
yeah, there's it's cool, it's fun. And yeah, I just wanna tell everybody too, if you don't mind, where they can find me.
Go right ahead. Yes.
Thank you. TNTPinCo.com is our main website. There's always kind of some type of sale or deal going on, or if you spend a certain amount, free shipping. I'm also on Etsy and I have a summer sale going on now, 20% off. I'm also on eBay. So it's all TNT Pinco. So you can find me anywhere on TNTPinco.com and TNT Pinco at Etsy and TNT Pinco on eBay. So I would appreciate anybody just checking them out. You know, there's Zootopia, there's a Maleficent pin for villain lovers. There's a Figment. Figment is huge. And they're funny. They're funny. Lilo and Stitch in bumper cars. Like they're just really cool and fun things. So I would appreciate just you looking and spreading the word. And I
I will
appreciate you, Trev.
appreciate you, sis. I will have all the links to TNT Pinco in the Oscar Mike Radio show post for this podcast and show. You will see TNT Pin Company in the lower third for shows going forward. Going into year 10, Tam, it's a very exciting time. I'm enjoying a lot of success, and it's just nice
Year
to have
10. Year 10.
year
That's so
10.
crazy.
But
Wow.
who else? I mean, we've been ride or die. And we ride
Wow.
at dawn. So, hey, the missiles on the launcher. We're in the hype. We're in the van. We're on our high powers. We're getting ready to fire the missile and light this thing off. Let's do it, okay?
Yes. Let's do it. It sounds good.
All right, folks.
Thanks,
There she
Dion.
is. She is called the Queen for a very good reason. I will not sing "God Save the Queen" for her this time.
Please don't.
And again, it's Travis Oscar Mike Radio. Tam, thank you so much, and we will see you soon.
Thank you. Peace out.
We are Mission Flight. We'll see you next time.
Every generation, every sacrifice. Our nation's service members have stood up for our freedom, our families, and our future. Now it's our turn to stand up for them. This year, you can honor their service in a deeply personal way by sponsoring a $17 Veterans Wreath. Each wreath is more than a symbol. It's a heartfelt tribute to the heroes who served and to the families who carry their legacy. Visit wreathsacrossamerica.org to sponsor a wreath today. This isn't just a wreath. It's a personal gift to an American hero.
Thank you for listening and watching Oscar Mike Radio, where our active duty service members and veterans are in action. And the mission is in flight. Oscar Mike Radio is an Oversized Load Co-Sinister-1 production. If you are a veteran or know a veteran who needs help, please dial 988 and press 1 for the Veterans Crisis Line.